Fresh 8 minutes on the clock. Lawson, or Chillicothe's basketball, trailing by a point as the second quarter begins. Lawson applying some pressure back court. Chillicothe breaks it. Pass down to Trout. Gives it back to McKinney. Quick ball movement. Hayward pulls it up. Doesn't want to shoot a tray. Up top to McKinney to set it up once again. McKinney shakes and bakes. Drives to the paint. Running one-hander off its mark. Lawson leading by one. They've led by one a couple of times. Right side Cox turns down a tray. Gives it on the wing. Quickly over left side to Brightman. Brightman three ball. Look at McKinney Sky for the rebound. Here comes Chillicothe down court. Bad pass. Cody Glenn with an easy steal. Underneath to Cox. Walker Graves with the block. And this time Graves got away with the block. And some defense without being called for the belly bump. Unfortunately, that was followed up by a foul on Mason Hayward. His first, third team foul. Tanner Smith inbounds it in the corner to Gunther. 6'4", Derek Gunther. Up top to Tanner Smith. Three ball, Mason Cox. Count it. It's going to be a battle. Chillicothe going to have to step up. It's now a four-point deficit. Walker Graves the rebound after Hayward had the miss. Gets a second rebound. That one should have been a Pac-Man. And now out of bounds. Oh, well, we'll just leave it alone. Me talking about it won't change anything. So we'll just settle down on some defense here. 21-17. Cody Glenn across the timeline. Hayward picks him up there. Back door was open. They couldn't get him the ball. Chillicothe comes up with it. Off the steal. Cade Snyder. Blocking foul called on Gunther, and Snyder took it to the rack. Gunther wasn't set, and Snyder goes to the line where he is 0 for 1 tonight. And the Lawson coach didn't like that. First foul on Gunther, the 6'4 junior. Snyder at the line. Could use a couple of free throws here. And he delivers the first one. Morris checks in for Zach Trout. Snyder's second one. In and out, doesn't get it to fall. Rebounded by Gunther. 21-18, three-point lead for Lawson with the basketball. Looking to build a double-digit, two-possession lead again here, I should say. Leading by three right now. Glenn up top, had the ball knocked loose. No, not knocked loose. I thought maybe Hayward got a hand on it. He just lost the dribble, called for double dribble. And Gunther sets down. And Max Ross checks in. McKinney crosses the timeline, calls the play. Up top to Graves, right side to Snyder. Back to Graves. His pass tip, but controlled by Hayward. Hayward has it shot and knocked loose, and he kind of laughs about it. Mason Cox with the block of McKinney. 21-18, Chillicothe still trailing by three. Lob goes up top to Graves, hands it to Morse. Right side Snyder. Back up top to McKinney. Give to Graves. Kicks it back out. Back into Graves. Snyder, top of the key, works it over to circle left. Right side, Hayward, three ball. No, that went in and out. Didn't get it to fall. Lawson the rebound and brings it down court with a Tanner Smith dribble. Up top to Cody Glenn. Back to Smith. Right side to Ross. 5:16 left to play. Sharp will check into the next opportunity. Drives the baseline and then gives it out to Glenn. Back up top and around the horn to go again for Lawson. Chillicothe trailing by three. Lawson leading 21-18. Looking to build on that right now. There's wide open Mason Cox. Three ball. Halfway down, back out. McKinney with a rebound. Underneath to Austin Morse. Morse couldn't haul it in. Lost it out. Goes out of bounds. Graves comes out. Gunther will check in for Lawson. And Brightman sets down. Still a three-point loss in lead, 4:51 and counting in the second quarter, 21-18. Chillicothe's managed one free throw in the first 3 minutes and change. Zach Kraut will check in next opportunity. Taking it right to the hole, but not getting it to fall in. Smith, follow-up stick back by Gunther. And now it's the biggest lead of the game. Lawson by five. Chillicothe rattled off the first 9 points of the ball game. Didn't faze Lawson one iota. Lawson with the lead. 23-18 have held Chillicothe to one free throw in this second quarter. Snyder, baseline right. Right wing to McKitty. Up top, Hayward. McKitty between the circles. Over to Hayward, shut off from three. Good Lawson defense here. Long high pass into Morse, count it. It was actually intended for Sharp. Sharp was a little out of control, or a little out of position. Found Morse in the paint, and good teamwork there. Cody Glenn, left wing, up top. Cox, he likes to shoot the trays. They stick with him a little bit closer this time. Up top, Cody Glenn. Left side to Tanner Smith. Reverse layup, not even close. Stick back, not even close. Rebound tipped out to Sharp. Up top, Chillicothe hands it to Cody Snyder. 23-20, Hornets down by three. McKitty backs it back out between the circles, directs traffic from there. 3:09 left in the half, 23-20, Chillicothe down by three with the ball. McKitty, right wing. Up top to Hayward. Sharp back to Hayward, inside to Morse. Tries to feed it to Sharp, stolen by Lawson. Not a very good pass that time, to be honest. Glenn across the timeline. Baseline to 6'4", Gunther, he drops it in. This is kind of how the first matchup went. Lawson looked pretty good in the first half, and then Chillicothe caught him and wore him down in the second half. And there's a steal for Lawson. 5-point lead, there's 7-point lead. It's all Lawson right now. Chillicothe is having no success on either end right now. And they take a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. Lawson leads by 7 late in the second quarter on KCHI. Chillicothe needs to make something happen here. They've managed 3 points in this entire entire second quarter. Lawson has outscored them 9-3. It's a 7-point lead for Lawson. Graves will check into the next whistle. Pass to Snyder to cross the timeline. Morse at the free throw line gives it out to Trout. Trout long range deuce off its mark. Bangs into my table this time. And Graves checks in now. ...27-20. Chillicothe down by 7. Could use a bucket here for confidence purposes. They lob it in to the wing to Sharp. Austin Sharp, Walker Graves, Nate McKitty, Zach Kraut, and Cade Snyder on the floor right now for Chillicothe. Right side, Trout. Gets it up top to McKitty. Over to Snyder, hemmed in the corner. Pivots, gets it out to McKitty. Sees Walker Graves underneath. Graves has it knocked out of bounds. Sure, you can knock his basketball out of bounds, but let's see you line up against him on the football field, skinny man. Good block by 55 Gunther. It's out of bounds off of him, Chillicothe. Inbounds it to Snyder. Three ball doesn't fall for Snyder, and Chillicothe just ice cold everywhere. Lays it up, doesn't get it to fall for Ross. Chillicothe the rebound. Snyder sends it down. Lawson saves it from going out of bounds into Smith's hands. This one is completely out of control. Chillicothe blocks the ball and the player both out of bounds. Chillicothe just completely out of sorts here. Can't get shots to fall. Can't make passes down court. Problems rebounding. Just a tough second quarter for the Hornets, and that's the second one on Cade Snyder. fourth team foul at the line. Cody Glenn, first trip to the line tonight. He's got a tray and a couple of deuces. Misses the first free throw, though. All of his points came in the first quarter. Mason Hayward will check in for Chillicothe and get Snyder out. Minute 25 left, still 27-20. Lawson with the lead could make it 8 here. That's what happened. What happened to that 9-0 lead? It disappeared pretty quickly, and it's a ball game now. Lawson has really dominated this second quarter. Graves at the free throw line, or high up top. Hands it to McKitty. Back to Graves. Underneath, pass wasn't there. Sharp cut to the bucket. Pass was behind him. Another turnover for Chillicothe. Nothing is working right for Chillicothe. A bucket and a free throw this entire third or entire second quarter. That's it. In 7 minutes, a free throw and a field goal. Cox drives inside. That one comes up short. Sharp with a nice rebound. And Adler Marshall checks in now for Chillicothe. And we'll get Sharp some bench time. 28-20, Lawson by 8, 51.7 seconds left in the first half of this Cameron Tournament Championship. Lawson in a bit of a half-court trap defense. Chillicothe breaks it. Hayward up top to McKitty. Trout comes up top to help him. 30 seconds left to play. Chillicothe may be trying for the last shot here. McKitty holds the ball, wipes the sweat from his eye, checks with the coach, directs traffic. Time ticking away. No one coming up to defend him. Ross inches a little closer, backs back out. A little respect there for Chillicothe. 11, 10 seconds. Here comes the play. McKitty over to Hayward. Baseline Graves. Back to McKitty. Circle right with 5. Hayward with 3. McKitty underneath to Marshall. Not in time. Miserable third quarter for Chillicothe. They've got a lot of ground to make up. Lawson 28, Chillicothe 20. They were outscored 10-3 in that second quarter. We're back with a halftime after this on KCHI.